There are two reasons I use that particular example, Wave Thunder continued calmly. First, because it demonstrates the extent to which we've penetrated Emerald, and how long we managed to do it. Second, because it demonstrates that you're familiar with the idea of what we call here in Chorus the need to know. It's one of our fundamental policies that information is kept in individual compartments, and that only those who need to know something in order to do their jobs are privy to that information. It indicates not distrust on our part, although, as you yourself are aware, a certain degree of distrust is a necessary precaution, but rather the protection of critical information by limiting its spread. You're right, my lord, Narman said slowly, still frowning, although it was a frown of thoughtfulness now, not one of astonishment. I am familiar with the need to keep things close, although I've never used that description of the logic, need to know. He seemed to roll the words on his tongue, tasting them as he repeated them, and then nodded slowly. I have to say it's an appropriate turn of phrase, though. I'm glad you understand, Your Highness. Wave Thunder sat back in his chair. One of those need-to-know things is precisely how our spies go about gathering much of the information and knowledge which comes to us here. Frankly, we have great respect for your ability as an analyst, and we intend to make the best use of it we can. However, as often as not, and to be honest, probably more often than not, you may never know how the information we're asking you to analyze came into our possession in the first place. I trust you'll forgive me for pointing this out, Baron, but quite frequently the source of a piece of information has enormous bearing on its reliability, and that, in turn, has obvious implications for its analysis. Your Highness, Wave Thunder smiled even more broadly. It truly is a pleasure to discuss these matters with someone who understands the niceties of the spymaster's art. However, one of the reasons I brought these, he tapped the stack of folders, is to give you a demonstration of how reliable our spies are. In what way, if I may ask? Narman inquired when the Carisian paused. Pick a day, any day you wish, from the 3rd 5-day of May, Wave Thunder invited. Narman blinked at him, then shrugged. Very well, he said. I pick Thursday. Very good, Your Highness. Wave Thunder sorted through the folders until he found the one he wanted. He separated it from the others, then laid it carefully on the table in front of him and opened it. On Thursday, May the 14th, he said, looking down at the notes before him, you summoned Commodore Jastrow and Earl Pinehollow to Erastor Palace. You met in the Blue Salon, where you discussed the recent capture of the church dispatch boat carrying dispatches from Bishop Executor Thomas to Bishop Executor Willis. Commodore Jastrow informed you that there was no way to guarantee the safe passage of even church dispatch boats into Erastor Bay in the face of our blockade. He suggested, however, that not even our navy could blockade every minor port, and that it would be possible for church couriers to use those secondary ports. You pointed out that the Bishop Executor felt using such minor ports would be undignified, but you also instructed the Commodore to draw up a list of them for future use, after which you dismissed him and had a most interesting conversation with the Earl. In the course of that conversation, you shared with him your own analysis of the confrontation between Chorus and the Group of Four, and your belief that things would get far worse before they get better. Wave Thunder glanced up from his notes. Despite decades of experience at self-discipline and self-control, Narman's jaw had dropped as the Carisian spymaster continued his deliberate, devastatingly accurate summarization of the meeting at which only three men had been present. "I would make 2 points at this moment, Your Highness," the Baron said calmly. "First, it was in fact your words to Earl Pinehollow and several other similar conversations with him which played a not insignificant part in the terms in which Emperor Caleb was prepared to offer Emerald. And secondly, If you're thinking either Commodore Jastrow or Earl Pinehollow must have betrayed your confidence for us to have this information, let me turn to a later point in that same day. He turned pages unhurriedly until he found the one he wanted, then cleared his throat. Later that same evening, he resumed, you had a private meeting with Baron Shandir. At that meeting, you touched once again, if less strongly, upon the same analysis of the church's position you had shared with Earl Pinehollow earlier. You also pointed out to the Baron, as indeed you had pointed out to the Earl earlier, that the Group of Four's entire plan had been as stupid as it was arrogant. And you pointed out that Prince Hector was unlikely to risk his own security to come to Emerald's aid. In fact, your exact words were, why should that bastard risk one pimple on his precious ass for us? After which, the Baron looked up at Narmon once again, you instructed the Baron to review his arrangements for passing the execution order, if you'll pardon the choice of words, to the assassins you have in place in Manchere.